Hare Krishna. So I'm very, very, very enthusiastic to give today's workshop because, as I indicated to you in the lecture, we will be dealing today with a few very powerful practices, practices which will help that we have a deeper realization of the Holy Name. I always think that when you know how to use a tool very nicely, you will get the full benefit out of it. What you give me, gibst du mir mal deine Geige? Ich krieg die Heil zurück. Don't worry. Look at this violin. I could use this violin to take it and to bring a nail into the wall. I would not be very successful as far as my purpose is to put the nail down, and I would maybe even hurt the violin. But if I use it in a way it is meant to be used, that is, if I take it, really, and I make the sound, then the violin would reveal to me its real qualities. So the chanting of the Holy Name is very similar. When I use it in one way, like as something which is prescribed to do, if I do it with a dutiful way, just more or less moving the lips, then I will have one result. But if I will exactly know how to chant properly, then a beautiful realization will come. As we heard from Srila Prabhupada in the lecture, then Krishna's form will come to me, Krishna's qualities. I will be overwhelmed to think in grateful ways of Krishna and Krishna's pastimes. And we want to learn to play the violin today. We want to learn to use it properly. So that is the idea. Hare Krishna. So, I am very respectful of violins, knowing very well that they are fragile. I can never hurt Krishna in a way that Krishna is really hurt, because he is transcendental. I can never hurt the Holy Name, but the Holy Name can choose to not reveal himself. I have to please him. So we will just chant a little bit and then we will start our workshop. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Radhe, Hai Bol. Jaya Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan Sri Radhe, Go Premanandi Hari 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 Bo. At the beginning of our workshop, Hare Krishna. No problem, kein Problem, überhaupt kein Problem. At the beginning of our workshop, I would like to you to go a little bit inside your heart and find out what the Holy Name at this stage of your life means for you. I remember the time when I was still quite young, I visited Vrindavan, and something happened to me which I want to share with you. I was in Belvan. I was all alone. I stayed for a week there, and I went to this one forest in Belvan and just chanted, and all of a sudden I saw a parrot. I remember at that time I was chanting in a very unconcentrated way, and a very, I would say, disconnected way. I really felt bored with the chanting and was tired. And my attention turned to that parrot. And the parrot all of a sudden came close by and jumped into my hands, in my left hand. So I put the bee back down and put it in the hand like this. And it felt, it was quite cool, the atmosphere, so it was very pleasant to hold the warm parrot. And as I was holding the warm parrot, his heart, I felt his heart bing, 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 being. And I thought, Krishna, maybe you have sent this parrot to me, and I just put him on my heart. I don't know why I was a little bit emotional with the parrot and just put him on the heart. And the parrot went, joop, 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 joop. And then another sadhu saw the two of us. And the sadhu said, mantra? If I had known a mystical mantra which had enchanted the parrot and called the chant, and then he said, tantra? And I said, Kripa. Kripa means mercy. So I remember I felt that parrot. And then, please don't think me crazy. Maybe we should switch off the video. Or now when you say switch off the video, then everyone will want to know what is it. So you can, okay, I will tell you. So then, I do not know why I put the parrot on my shoulder, because I wanted to chant, actually. I wanted to continue chanting. I thought, maybe the parrot will stay if I chant. You know, we can't just be here all the time, like, you know, it has to move on. And then the parrot took my ear and pulled me. And I decided, well, let's go left. Maybe he has an idea. And he brought me to a wonderful temple, which I always wanted to find. I followed him for 2 kilometers or so, and then I found this temple where I chanted. He stayed with me for some time. But I felt at that time that Krishna had sent the parrot to wake me up from my dull chanting. And now I'm in the process of, I'm remembering this, and I have written a poem, the first, that's not yet complete. It is, O Holy Name, I wish that you would come alive in my heart, just like that parrot who one day flew into my hands, pulsating with life. You know, when you hold a little bird, boom, boom. Have you ever held a little bird who has fallen out of a nest? You feel it's warm and it goes boom, boom. It lives, boom, boom. You feel, because there's so little skin between you. So I always feel that. When will the Holy Name become alive like that? Boom, 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 boom. This is how I feel a sweet longing for that whole day. That's very much alive in me, and I wanted to share this. Because sometimes I do chant because I have promised a certain number of rounds to Krishna, and I sometimes chant them in a hurry to finish them, and then it's not alive. So I want you to request you now to turn to your neighbor and discuss with you how you think your chanting is at the moment, because we will do now a workshop, and we will work on better chanting. So first we need to know, where are we at the moment? And then we will go on a really, really enchanting journey. I just did this journey with the devotees in Leicester. Leicester is a town in England. And they really thought there was some magic in the room. It's not magic, it's mercy of Krishna. Because, you know, the holy name we hear is the person, but Divya Singha, he should become alive. We should feel he is a person. It should not be like just some words. So please turn, and the question is, where are you now in your japa? First of all, describe it. How do you feel? What's alive? How do you relate to your japa or kirtan, as you wish? And then give yourself a note. Note number one would be, you're really in trouble. Note number 10 is excellent chanting, excellent relationship. And note number 5 was, it's just enough to keep me alive, you know, but it's not, it's like in between a good, you know, like this. So from 1 to 10, you please rate yourself. But first describe to your neighbor, but what relationship do you have to chanting? Maybe you want to say japa is much more difficult for me than kirtan for some reason. And you know, just go inside and describe and be honest. We are, maybe you notice how by this sharing we all feel a little bit like a group. Can you feel that? A community? Huh? Some go like this, some go, I don't know yet. I think at least the majority goes like this. We are in this together, so no need to be so discreet. We can describe what is there. Please start now. We have only 5 minutes for this, so you have to be a little bit... My dear devotees, in the morning class we talked, like yesterday, about the 3 levels of the holy name. One is where we see the holy name only as a name, letters. This responds really to the level of nam aparat, where we chant with offenses. Then if we are starting to clear our offenses away and move these away, we will come to the platform where we can see the holy name more and more unfolding its glories. The light becomes visible of the holy name, but you cannot see the holy name as of such. It's almost, the clearing stage is almost comparable to the morning hours when the sun is not yet visible, but you can see already the light of the morning dawning. Huh? And then finally we come to the level of Shuddha, or pure chanting, where the different attributes of Krishna are visible. So I would like to now move you to the second level of chanting. I think here we all make a serious endeavor to improve our spiritual life, and I don't think any one of us here is interested at this moment in material sound vibe, material life very much. So I think you can make an experience now of the power of sound. This is the second level where you will just see, my God, this is a vibration. It's really meditating on the sound vibration. And I would like to make it very simple and yet very powerful with you. For you, I would like to guide you into a little exercise which we do. We will chant a mantra, the holy name Ram, which we chant in the Hare Krishna mantra as well. And I request you to go now through this exercise with me. Please, first of all, sit tall like you have... it's all right if you sit on chairs. The idea is that the spine should be erect. Huh? When you sit on a chair, it's good to move a little bit back like this, and then you can sit very easily tall. Huh? Yes, like this. But yeah. So, okay. We waited for you. No one speaks anything. We are all waiting for you. I'm joking. No problem. That's, you know, when you come in a room and everyone is silent and then the speaker says, "We waited for you." You go like, das ist wirklich fies, sagt man in Deutsch. That's really mean in English to say such a thing. All right. My request is that now you look around a little bit to just notice the room, because soon I will request you to close your eyes again. Now please come to yourself. Just concentrate on the in and outgoing flow of your breath. To help you to collect your thoughts, we will give our mind now a very simple task. Whenever we breathe in, let us tell in our mind, in. Whenever we breathe out, our mind just says, out. By this simple exercise of, we will help to focus on the breath. Huh? We will concentrate. You breathe in, say in. When you breathe out, mentally say out. It doesn't matter if your mind sometimes goes somewhere else, just bring it back to saying in and out. This bringing back is part of the practice. Now, relax your legs when you breathe out. Whenever you exhale or breathe out, let them go a little bit more. You will see how your muscles loosen and you relax. Do the same thing with your hip. On an outgoing breath, release this whole area around your hip. It will feel as if you almost put something down. Let it go. Now, your upper body, try to really on an outgo, let it go. Very good. Some of you are really relaxing. Now the shoulders. That's the most difficult thing, to relax the shoulders. Finally, the head. You can imagine now that your body is like a shirt or a coat, and you just put this on a hanger, Bügel in Deutsch. You let it hang there. You're not the body. You only live in the body at the moment. Keep on breathing deeply in and out without forcing the breath. You are an eternal soul, a part of Krishna and Krishna's servant, actually. You reside in the area of the heart. Imagine your body to be like a cathedral, a church. In a cathedral, there are lower parts, the seating benches. There's a middle part where the chandeliers are, and there's an upper part, the dome. In your body, there's a lower part where you sit on the floor or on your chair. There's a middle part, that's the area of the heart, where you are, the soul. And there's an upper part, which is the head area. So this part, three parts, lower, middle, and upper, we will now spiritualize. We will concentrate now on the part where we sit, where the chairs and the benches are in the cathedral. And we will three times, while concentrating there, you can imagine you sit on these benches in this cathedral of sound. We will chant the syllable Ram. I will do it once alone and then with all of you together. I will give you a sign. This is the sign when we chant. And I request you to really enter into the sound vibration. Of sound, the middle portion where the chandeliers are. It's the heart area in our body. While concentrating there, we will chant four times the sacred syllable Ram. I will do it one time alone, and then we will do it four times together. Ah. And now, this time we will move into the dome or into the part of our body where our head is and where the opening is, the highest, or the Sahasra chakra. We will concentrate there and at that time intonate the sacred syllable Ram. What is very important this time is that you give yourself entirely to the sacred sound vibration. You try to go into it just like you would enter as a very crystal clear lake which is full of water which refreshes you after you are thirsty or tired and dirty and sweaty. You would fully surrender to that water, fully go into it, leave all thoughts behind. We will 5 times chant the sacred syllable Ram. I will 1 time do it alone, and then we will 5 times do it together. Strength, please. Time. Just sit for a while and just feel what it did. Just go through your being, just observe, silently observe. Maybe you feel something like a more relaxed thing. In this exercise, often people cough because the tensions inside are released and they cough. Maybe you feel something like a freshness or perhaps some type of energy. You've just experienced the power of sound. Now we will chant for the last time in this exercise a very powerful mantra, the 4-syllable mantra, Go Rang Ga. When we speak it, it sounds like a 3-syllable mantra. This time, we just let go totally. It helps. helps a lot if we raise our arms and in a gesture of surrender, like a child calling for the parents, which call Gauranga. I will do this one time alone, and then we will do it 6 times together. Gauranga, 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 Gauranga. This is something to think about, the power of sound. In my own life, when I came this first time from the temple and I saw really how the subway, the S-Bahn on the way home turned into pure energy, what I had not told you is at that time the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra was just with me, and through the chanting this experience had happened, an experience which later many devotees told me that they had made a similar experience. So this is the second level where you just feel just the power of sound vibration, but it's almost like seeing the rays of the sun without seeing the sun, like in the early morning when the darkness goes and the light spreads. That is some experience. It's not the highest experience, but because I have often seen devotees who chant since so much time and they don't feel anything, I just like to show them that this is because you are on the first level of chanting. But if you would go to the second level of chanting, you would definitely make an experience like all of us make when we go. Can you feel how the atmosphere, Ram? Can you feel it, Ram? There is also a mystical reason behind it. I should tell you here. What we do is when we say the three levels bottom, we just bring the concentration to the chakras who respond when you put some power into them. That is one reason. But the sublime reason is that Ram is also the beach mantra of Agni. It's the seed mantra of the personality of fire. And Agni is always used in sacrifices as a servant who carries your offering from one dimension to the other. You know, when we do a fire sacrifice, we throw grains of rice into the fire with kumkum, and then we chant what? Swaha. Swaha is the wife of Agni. The what? Frau, genau, die Frau, ja. Is the wife of Agni, and she transports the offering which we put into Agni to the Lord. This is a Shakti who carries what is offered to the Lord. So in spiritual traditions, we very often think of those who do the transmission, the intermediate things. What we learn here in this seminar is God is the intermediate and the intermediator, the vermittler, the holy name himself. Krishna comes himself, like, remember, the king, and he pulls the beggar out and brings him into the kingdom's palace. In the same way, Krishna, in the form of the holy name, will come, and he will carry us up to the spiritual dimension. But in this exercise, where we, it's almost like a fire sacrifice of sound which we do in this exercise, where we chant the syllable Ram, who together with his Shakti, brings us by the Shakti into another dimension. That's why I so much like to do this. I'm a very simple man. For me, this is the Kleiderschrank, the cupboard, which we saw in the first movie, which we saw here in the first session. The intermediator, der Vermittler, which brings us over the threshold. But this same principle in a purely spiritual way happens when you chant. If you absorb yourself in the sound vibration of the holy name, at that time, my dear devotees, the holy name will come and will bring you from the material side to the spiritual side. Therefore, one of Krishna's name is always Setu. Setu, we have one devotee in Serbia. His name, Bhattasetu. Bhattasetu, yes. Setu is a name of Krishna. Setuji. Setu means a bridge. Krishna is more than a bridge, but in this thing. What does a bridge do? A bridge takes you from one bank of the river to the other bank of the river, right? Setu. So Krishna takes us in the form of his holy name from the material side of birth and death, over the river of samsara, birth and death, to the spiritual side. That is what Krishna does. But only if you walk the bridge, if you are like so many unfortunate beginners, just only in your mind while you chant, like we heard this morning, you are not using the bridge. You are standing on the bank of birth and death. You're just, why don't you do this? What's wrong with you when there is a bridge? You must absorb yourself in the chanting of the holy name. Then only you cross over the bridge. Otherwise, you stand. You may make yourself a little wet, but not much benefit. Not much. Well, little benefit is there. Some benefit is there. Beginning is some beginning, yes. But if you never really use, I don't want to say use the holy name. You have to serve it. That's the difference here. Lord is called a Setu, but you can't use the Lord. You have to serve him. If you exploit the Lord for your spiritual reasons or material reasons, you will, the Lord will go. You cannot exploit the Lord or use them. You have to serve him because he is the only Lord. You are not the Lord. He's the master. You are the servant. Don't use the Lord. Serve the Lord. Good. In chanting, there are three dimensions. Three areas you have to think of. I will go quickly through them. It's the physical level where you sit properly. We won't do this here because you are already sitting properly. And where you pronounce the name properly, that's physical, what you do with the body. There is the mental level where you try to absorb yourself and concentrate, right? That's the mind. And where you do what we have done in this exercise. Remember when I told you it doesn't matter if your mind goes from the breath, but the practice now which we do is to bring it back. Bring it back. Bring it back. Again and again. That's called the mental dimension. And then comes the heart dimension. Heart here, I mean more specific. The dimension where you bring some genuine spiritual feelings of longing. Oh, Krishna, I want to serve you. Please accept me in your service. This type of thing. I recommend those of you who take notes to just, you know, when you chant, just see, are you there? Are you present? You know, are you, just be there. Click. Then bring your mind there. You know, I'm now chanting. It's something. My God, everyone goes on the toilet today. What happened? You drank maybe millions of liters of water yesterday. Then comes the heart dimension. Bring some genuine feeling to it. Longing. Vipra, my Lord, please accept me, my Lord, save me from this ocean of birth and death. These genuine things from our Vaishnava tradition, which you all know. So I would love to now do something with you, which is just so wonderful. And then we will have questions and answers on the holy name, okay? Actually, I would love to make a little, I would like to change the energy a little bit in the room and see, are there so far any questions which you would like to ask at this moment? Because we will do another and totally deep meditation soon and we need to just change a little bit. Any questions so far? Bhagavinda, today you have the question. Jörg has a question. Toshita Krishna has a question. Okay, Bhagavinda, you were the first. What did you feel, if I may ask? Can you describe it? Taste, yeah. Absorption. Wonderful. Yes, so we experience that, yes?
When we chant, sometimes it's recommended that we whisper, that we don't vibrate the vocal cords. But the taste comes more, in my experience, when we chant with vocal cords, with the vibration, the absorption comes more.
Yeah. Yeah. I have made a secret research over 5 years. I asked photographers to photograph those who do japa and then photograph those who do kirtan. And those who the photos of japa usually show devotees, you know, where they like really working, you know, to some chant like this, you know, like it looks really like a full attack, you know. It's a, and then when you go to those who those pictures who show kirtan, you see or smiling, or because it's easier. Mangala, du übersetzt fantastisch. Also, weil es einfacher ist. Toll, ja. it's easier. No? Nothing comes from Mangala. it's easier to do with sound vibration. Why is it easier? Because the sound has one ability, it catches the mind. I can guarantee you, if now there would be some music outside, we would all go and we would no longer be concentrated, you know. Sound catches the mind. So when you do japa, the problem is our mind is not there. And when the mind is not there, it's difficult. Therefore, Prabhupada although the Shastras tell us we must whisper, lagu uchati, very lightly you must speak japa. This is how Rupa Goswami defines it in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Prabhupada, knowing well how turbulent our mind is, has in his practice, you know, when you see him chanting, he is doing it like this. I saw him chanting in Paris, you know, and I watched him very closely. I could not hear anything because his mind is different than ours, you know. But he said, when a devotee couldn't concentrate on his japa, he said, you go on the field and you chant so loud. Go on the field that no one hears you around, you know. And then this devotee went on the field. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Because sound captures the mind. But if you are more pure, more concentrated, more spiritually alive, then it's easier for you that the mind gets concentrated even when you do japa. And there is one devotee, he became 100 something years old, 105 years, Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. He is one of those devotees who is, that's a real devotee. He's very, Prabhupada had a very loving relationship with him, and he supported our movement with especially tips on puja and so on. Very, very dear devotee. And he used to, Mahanidhi once visited him in Puri. He used to live right near the tea stall. Tea stand, or the, wie sagt man die, how would you call these little wooden shacks? Ja, Teebude. Die Teebude, genau. Die Teebude. you know, you would, and he would just be, and this, in the Teebude, there is Bollywood music from morning till evening. And, you know, this a totally disturbing Bollywood music, and it would be so loud. But he would open the window, and it would come right into the window. He would be there the whole day. He was chanting, and Mahanidhi Maharaj said, "Maharaj, music disturbance." Disturbance, hey, no disturbance. Hare Krishna. He wouldn't hear that loud sound because his mind was vibrating with the chanting of the holy name. Amazing. And that comes when the mind is more purified, you know. So at this moment, you are right. Loud vibration is best. And there is a letter which I got from Manu in Radhadesh. No, a letter from Prabhupada, where Srila Prabhupada says, listen to this. In the beginning of the movement, he said, your spiritual practice should be first loud sankirtan, then japa in the temple, first place, and then seva. He said, this is how you should do your devotional life. Everything else can stop, but not loud sankirtan. Loud sankirtan, now sankirtan for us means book distribution, but sankirtan in the old times meant many people coming together, sang, and doing kirtan, chanting. Huh? So because it captures the mind much easier. It's much easier. So when you can't chant, when you can't concentrate, when you are whisper, when you are lagu uchate, no harm to chant japa in the kirtan style, like Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And shall I tell you my private conviction? Now this is very private. I've done japa retreats since a few years now, and studied it very carefully and read everything about it which I could get a hold on. Now there's a very nice book on chanting Hare Krishna with Prabhupada quotes. But I knew them all before because I'd done so much research. And my conviction is, in this age, kirtan is more powerful than japa. Why? Because it's the yuga dharma. There is a reason why a yuga dharma is given. Lord Chaitanya's movement is called the sankirtan movement, not the japa movement. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as the Lord of Sankirtan, not of Japa. He came to bring this, the chanting of the holy name together with others. Now I know that we have, this doesn't mean that you should stop your Japa. You should increase your Japa. Don't get it wrong. You know, don't get it like a German. You know, Germans are sometimes a little unspiritual by nature. You know, don't get it wrong. The japa is necessary as well. The japa will show you, Krishna, that you're really wanting to contact him. The japa is a private thing. It's private when you are with Krishna. Therefore, you should never show your beads to others. That's why we have a beadbag. It's private. It's personal. It should not go out. It's loving. You also will never say how many rounds you chant. I mean, you have to all chant. Those who have given, have taken sacred initiation vows, of course, chant 16 rounds and more. I chant more because, but I will never tell you how much, because then I lose it all. It's private. It's for Krishna. It's not for anyone else. Japa is very, very good, very necessary. But kirtan is easier. Well, it depends. See, when you do japa and you do it loud, you do strictly kirtan japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. It's private kirtan. But yes, our Mataji has said something which I am shy to say in the public, but our Mataji is not. Jiva Goswami says, of all the sadhanas, sankirtan is superior to even kirtan. Sankirtan means chanting the holy name with many is superior to chanting the holy name in kirtan, that means alone, because it creates such extraordinary devotional feelings. That's his reason. And he says, this will work if those who do kirtan chant it according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instruction. Trinarapi sunichena taro iva sahishnuna. And so on and so forth. Huh? More in a mood of humility, tolerance, and giving respect to others. Yes, it's very powerful. But again, the japa, please don't. I like to see, we get in trouble if we compare spiritual processes with it. Is Krishna stronger than Balaram, or is Balaram stronger than Krishna, or is, you know, or is, we get into trouble because the spiritual essence cannot be compared, you know, it's beyond comparison. It's all absolute nature, you know. It is from one perspective where we could say like this, but there is another, there is an absolute perspective, and from that perspective everything is, like Prabhupada said, all services are on the same level, you know, on the absolute level. It's in relationship to Krishna, who makes a glass full, you know, who makes everything. Yeah, but it's an interesting point. Yamunaji, I love to discuss, but there are two people before you. but we will address your question. Yes. Next person, Bal Govinda was there, then? Then Jörg. Yeah, Jörg. Yeah, Jörg. Yeah. Concentrate, yeah. Levels. See, thank you very, very, very much for asking this question. Sitting is not, is not so important. It doesn't mean when you sit like this you can't chant properly. It just helps sometimes to sit properly, you know, but if it goes down, no problem. No problem. When you are old, you will feel it was a problem because you have back problem, but it's not a physical problem. While you're young, if you can take a little attention, it's for health. It will protect your back a little. But, you know, it's not a spiritual thing. Mental, we get a problem when we are unconcentrated. We do get a problem. We disconnect, you know. It's almost like the train goes, and the last wagon, that's you, gets disconnected, and gets slower. Finally it stops, you know. The mantra is somewhere else, and you are disconnected from the practice, really, when you are, and heart level is, yeah, that is, heart level, I feel, you can pray, but ultimately it's up to Krishna if he, his mercy shows in some way his mercy. I very much like when you ask the chanter and who looks enlivened, Hare Krishna, Hare, and you can see he's there, he's connected, and you say, oh Prabhu, it goes fine. Then the normal chanter will say, Krishna's mercy, I'm useless. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. You know, it's Krishna's mercy, ultimately. So, why do we teach these three levels? You know, it's just because there's information on all these levels. And we you know, the right pronunciation is one of these physical dimensions. This is all, there's information. But when you go through it, and these are things which you can use like a cook. You know, when you cook a meal, sometimes you feel a little bit more coriander, or a little bit more. What else is there in spices? What? Cumin. A little bit more.
Ginger.
Thank you. I'm very useless when it comes to cooking. I don't know anything. You use these skills accordingly. What will help at this moment, you know? But it's not a formula. The formula is Parinarapi. But that's so far from us, so we might need a few more sit properlies on the way and a little bit pronounce the mantra, chant the whole mantra, won't you? And so on. Good. So, because we need to do this or want to do this very important exercise, I will take the last question, Tushta, and then I hope, Yamuna, that we have time for your question afterward. No. You are Yamuna. We want to. Yes. Tushta Krishna. This serving, chanting in a service attitude, how to do it or how to... Wonderful. How does Krishna take pleasure when we chant properly? There's a very, very nice purport in the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam in connection with the Ajamil story. As we all know, at the time of death, Ajamil was in great problem. The Yamadutas had come to get him, and he saw them all. And he called for his sons to come at his deathbed. And one of them was the little Narayan who was playing. You know, he was not just a little child. So he called, Narayan, Narayan. So at this time, Narayan in the spiritual world thought, Ajamil is calling me. I must take care of him. This Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And then he sent the Vishnudutas, his servants, who told the Yamadutas, go now, you cannot take him. We will protect him. And they went, why? He was a sinner. No, the Lord has sent us. When Krishna hears that someone is chanting his holy name, he somehow feels he's my own. He belongs to me. I have to protect him. That is what Krishna feels. That is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's instruction. And Srila Prabhupada has made a few comments like this. He said, Krishna has a list of those who chant. You know, that's the people he take care of. Like we have in Gaura Bhavan, we have a list of the donors, and we send a thank you letter to the donors. You know, they are all on a list, and then they get a thank you letter. So Krishna has a list of the chanters, and he said, I must take care of them now, of these people. This is what Krishna feels when you chant. Now, I think you will ask yourself, well, but Narayan, Ajamil didn't connect to Narayan. He didn't mean Narayan. He thought of his little boy whom he wanted to be close. Now, one Acharya has given a very nice explanation, which I heard from Bhakti Vigyan Goswami. He knows Sanskrit, and he said what went on in in Ajami, when he chanted, listen to this explanation, it will give pleasure to your hearts. Ajami started to chant Narayan. Then he saw his little boy who was playing, boop, boop, you know, like little children play. You know how little children are. Yesterday, little Padma came in our room, and the whole time she was standing there and looking up to the curtain, the whole time. I was thinking, going to Padma, also looking, what do you see, Padma, that for 10 minutes you are looking at something in the curtain? I couldn't see anything. She might have seen a queen in her child mind, you know, or a fee or something, you know, with the curtain. But the grown-up people sometimes stay spaced out, you know. That is not always right. Our children can sometimes see more than we. But in this case, Narayan was just playing. And Ajami realized, this Narayan cannot help me. But there is... Then he remembered, because in his childhood he always chanted mantras. He was a good Brahmin. He remembered, but there is one Narayan who can help me. And his attention turned from Narayan, who was just playing there like little Padma in her own little world, understanding this can't help. And he went to, in his attention, to the big Narayan, to the real Narayan, and in this way chanted with some connection. You know, then Narayan felt, oh, he's calling me. You know, Narayan knows the difference from when you call him or when you call someone else. He can find that he is easily able to tell, you know, it's no problem for him. He doesn't make a mistake, you know. But Ajamil's attention turned to him in some little ways. That's how one Acharya explained it. And I thought it's a beautiful explanation. And you can imagine, this was a fallen Brahmana, and he is now lying on his deathbed. The Yamadutas catch him. He, of course, remembers his sinful life and feels pity for himself, or feels sorry that this happened to him, that he became so fallen and left his Brahminical culture, you know. So he must have, at that, as we say, am Todesbett gibt es keine, wie sagt man, im Schützengraben gibt es keine Atheisten, on your deathbed, there everyone turns religious, you know. So he must have the Narayan, come, this Narayan is not coming, and Narayan, oh, Narayan, I forgot the real Narayan, like this, you know. Hare Krishna. This is one explanation. It makes sense, but let us park this explanation on the parking place of so many nice praises of the holy name, you know. And mostly we stick to the known explanation. In Namabhasa does purify you. So what happens when you are a little purified? You become more God conscious. It's a simple thing, actually. Good. So, now we have one last... No. Now I want to ask you, something has really happened with you. I must really say, I yet don't know, because I'm usually used to have a group which is, let me say, I feel like I have to grab their minds, but you're very attentive. Is it because you don't want to fall asleep, or is it you are a very different crowd than I have had. I'm Are you with me? Are you? You are good. Good.
Welcome to Germany.
Yeah. It's different. Yeah. Like when you are in Serbia, every 5 minutes you have to say, shh. You know, everyone gets so excited about everything. Should we do a little exercise before the meditation? Maybe a little breathing, just something simple? Or no need? Always nice, yes. Let us just. I would say, yes. Let us, yes, a little. Get up, please. No, es ist ein blöde Ischi jetzt, aber no, das ist schon besser. It's not really important in itself. I request you to listen very carefully to this verse which encourages us to chant from our spiritual identity. Think about your body. It's always attacked by certain miseries. Though it may look beautiful now, it will inevitably die and then be transformed back into the five material elements which are composing it. You may ask, what is the cure? Don't you know there is a cure? Drink the powerful nectar of Krishna's name. It alone will cure you of this disease. To bring us further to this spiritual position where we really are understanding what is the body, there's a Buddha Shuddha meditation. While I'm reading to you the guidance for this meditation, please try to enter into the meaning what you hear. I'm by nature the eternal servant of Krishna. But because of my own misfortune, I have turned away from him from time immemorial. Therefore, I have identified myself with my body and wandered continuously in the cycle of birth and death in the material world. I've suffered so many miseries, but my fortune has turned. By some unimaginable good fortune, I am allowed to understand that I am Krishna's eternal servant. I am an individual spiritual being. I am completely separate from my gross and also the subtle body, the mind. By the instructions of my spiritual master, I have now obtained the good fortune of serving his lotus feet and following in his footsteps the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Krishna. So, I request you to take your bebek now, and we will chant in this understanding that we are wandering since long time in this material world, but now we have gotten the good fortune to actually be able to approach Radha and Krishna through the holy name. We will chant about half a round like this in our own speed, not all together. Actually, this we will do, we will chant for a minute or so all together in one mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Continue, please continue. Continue. Remember, you are not the body, you are a servant of Krishna. Krishna is your only master, your only Lord, you are only here in this world to use the opportunity to again become his servant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now please chant alone, alone in your own speed, in your own way, for a little while, and then I will give you a new meditation. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Continue, please. Please continue. Continue chanting. Just remember, you are a soul, eternal soul. You want to really connect with Krishna. For so long you are here in this world, identifying with one material body after another. But now you can really stop being bahya mukha or outwardly looking. You can look inside. You can look to the Lord in the heart. The whole kingdom of God is right there in that place in your heart. Chant in this understanding. Try to connect. Try. It will come. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Kindly keep your bibek into your hand in your bibek at the place where you have just now stopped. True humility is something else than the first step of humility. In the first step of humility, we feel sorry for that what we did wrong. But in true humility, we feel we are a soul and we did something very, very wrong, not just some small mistakes. We left God. From this position, we will hear a verse and continue to chant in a humble state of mind, or in Dainya, where we see our so-called qualifications are not really qualifications as long as we have not corrected the wrong of having turned away from Krishna. Oh, I don't know of my spiritual nature, says Yamunacharya. I don't have any devotion to your lotus feet. I have actually no qualifications. Only this one little understanding is in me. My Lord, I know that I have no other shelter but you. You are the only worthy shelter. And so I take shelter at the base of your lotus feet. Please now chant from this consciousness. For the last exercise, please mentally move before your favorite deities or a picture of Radha and Krishna. And then ask them, in the mood of this following verse, for service. O Shri Shri Radha Krishna, you are like two great oceans of mercy. Please be merciful to me. I take shelter of you. I surrender to you. Please engage me as a sinner and an offender in your service. Please, my dear devotees, dear friends, everyone, just mentally go before Krishna. Radha Krishna, maybe our deities Radha Madan Mohan, maybe your deities at home. And just chant in this mood of the mantra, please, Radha and Krishna, you are like two oceans of mercy. I take shelter of you. Please engage me in your service. Start now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I would request maybe Ananda Chaitanya and Rangini, if you could just go down to start the bhajans for the guests. We will just... I'm feeling a little nervous because we need just one thing which we need to do as a group. See, in this japa session, which has come to the end a little late, I hope they have a harmonium there, no? Oh, then please bring the harmonium down also. In that japa session, which comes now to the end, we really did two things. We chanted we tried to chant with Sambandha on establishing a connection. The main reason why devotees or friends and so on do not yet feel the true benefits of chanting is because they don't have that connection. It's a disconnected chanting. It's a lifeless chanting. When my heart doesn't have a connection to the whole organism, it will die. When this microphone has no connection to the... Or let me say, when this light has no connection to the electricity, there will be no light. So if my chanting is not connected to Krishna, it's dead. If my chanting is not connected with Krishna, it's without any spiritual light. The darkness of ignorance is still around me. The second thing which we tried, and I always regret here we don't have as much time as the japa retreats, the full japa retreats, is to chant in a service attitude, you know. Service attitude means to pray for service. Service attitude also means to just see your chanting as a glorification to Krishna. This service attitude comes naturally out of chanting in connection. When you are connected with Krishna, you understand this is something in connection with Krishna. This is a service for him. Yeah? Service doesn't mean just to run around and do things and then call them service somehow. Service really means to connect with Krishna and to please him. And so through chanting, more than anything, you actually please him. And as we heard, Krishna becomes attentive to you. He thinks, you are my own. You belong to me. I will care for you. So I would love, and this is very necessary, it's called now Manaha. We have done some practices. I request you to turn now to your neighbor and discuss about your experiences. What went on for you as you were doing this, going through this session? What was your realization? You can tell things, you have to talk very honestly, or unfortunately, I'm still thinking, I would love to be more connected. Or you could, you know, when you do this exercise, you have to be honest and say, well, for me, I'm still hoping to connect the name and the form of Krishna. But it's very important that you know where you are, and it helps you very much if you can reflect it with someone and go through this. So we will have 5 minutes for this, and then this class, which is a little longer, will stop. I will please find your neighbor or with whom you wish to talk. It's important that everyone participates in this, huh? Don't think, I'm just not finding anyone. There are enough. You can also join a group and make a group of three. start now. So the the question is, what went on for me? What was going on for me? What did I notice? What did I realize? What did I see? What is alive in me? Start now. Radhe, Radhe. Sometimes when we do these retreats, this music is remembered very fondly, the exercise music. Radhe, Radhe. Good. My dear devotees, let me summarize. Today, because this will be the last, theoretical information. No, I will soon give a lecture. My God, this is so full, this program. But I want to say, today in the morning, we heard about the holy name being the first form in which Krishna comes into this world and makes contact with us, right? Remember this beautiful story of the king who went to this beggar? Do you remember this story? Wasn't that? That was really the wonderful, isn't it? But then I said, but because we are so much in avidya, in ignorance, we sometimes don't recognize the Lord. So there are a few things which we should do so that the holy name or Krishna can reveal himself. And one was, remember, you know it, we did it also today. Connect. What was it called in Sanskrit? Sambandha. Remember? Sambandha means connection. You know, and how do you do this? Well, you first think who you are. I'm a servant of Krishna. Then you think of Krishna, he's my Lord. And then you think of the purpose in which you are in this world. I'm here really to make the connection. That's here. I'm here to join the Hare Krishna movement in its true sense, And then what attitude do you need to connect to Krishna? Can you be the enjoyer of Krishna or use him? No, what should you do? Serve, seva, it's called seva, the seva attitude. That seva attitude must inform your practice while you chant, you meditate, please engage me in your service. And it must also the seva in attitude outside of the practice, you just serve Krishna. No? Serving me, you can talk to others about Krishna consciousness and bring them along the path. So this was all which we did. You can see it's very compact, but it's so profound. I think you can understand. It's so deep. It's so necessary to make our practice work. And you will see if you do this, das ist schon die halbe Miete. I'm Ram Gopal is here and he always influences me subtly to speak in North German terms. Then you are already across the mountain. You have done it. Done a lot of work. There are many more things about chanting, and I very much want to invite you to join us for the Kirtan Mela, where you can actually go very deep in the practice of the holy name. What the Kirtan Mela is and when it happens, there is a poster on the temple door and a web page. You can find everything out in the web page if you are interested. For now, I'm sorry I went over time, but what to do? Sometimes you have to go into a subject with enough depth. We have half an hour now. You can use this half an hour in three ways or more. We will continue to do japa here. That might be good because we are just that we need a little bit more practice. And there is a bhajan program in the temple, or you could just have free time and walk around and digest what you have heard, or just sleep a little under the shade of a tree, and so on, and do what you wish. Thank you very much for participating in this workshop. And do you also feel it goes by so fast, you know? Whoop, already gone. And we are over time. We are too long. So at 2 o'clock, there's a lecture called Removing Inner Darkness. Ooh. And then we will see a slide presentation. And then there is a Sunday feast. You will be able to relish the association of all the highly spiritual Goloka Dhammis. They will come during that time and see the devotees from the project. And then we have, let me see, 6 o'clock starts the Nam Yakya. Today is a little full day. Huh? What to do? All the best. Thank you. And Hare Krishna, Hare Bol.